And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 5th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of a playwright and folklorist and a great patron and friend of William Butler Yeats, Isabella Augusta Pearse, Lady Gregory, born on this day in 1852. It's the birthday of the mapmaker Gerardus Mercator, born in Flanders in Belgium in 1512, who developed the technique for accurately projecting the globe onto a flat surface, so that longitude and latitude lines would always be at right angles to each other, which permitted sailors to plot a route between any two destinations in the world using a straight line and then follow that route without having to adjust their compasses. It was on this day, 1933, the Nazi Party in Germany won 44% of the vote in parliamentary elections, which enabled it to join with the nationalists to gain a slight majority in the Reichstag. And within 3 weeks, the Reichstag had passed the Enabling Act, which gave Hitler dictatorial powers. It was on this day in 1975 that the Homebrew Computer Club first met in a garage near Menlo Park in Silicon Valley. 1975, computers were not for personal use. They were gigantic, could take up an entire room, could cost about $1 million apiece. Among the early members of the Homebrew Computer Club were high school friends Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, who designed the Apple I and the Apple II to bring down to the Homebrew Computer Club and show it off. It's the birthday of the novelist Frank Norris, Chicago, 1870, author of McTeague, died at 32 of a ruptured appendix, having written 2 books of his Epic of Wheat trilogy, The Octopus and The Pit. Frank Norris, who said, "I never truckled, I never took off the hat to fashion and held it out for pennies. By God, I told them the truth. They liked it or they didn't like it." It's the birthday of the novelist Leslie Marmon Silco, born Albuquerque, 1948, grew up in the Laguna Pueblo Reservation, went to law school, but she quit after she read Charles Dickens's Bleak House. She said, "The law has nothing to do with justice, and injustice can't be left unchallenged. So I decided to be a writer. Writing can't change the world overnight, but writing may have an enormous effect over time, over the long haul." Best known for her novel Ceremony, story of a Laguna man named Tayo, who comes home to the reservation after surviving World War II and the Bataan Death March. And it's the anniversary of the shooting incident that came to be called the Boston Massacre, 1770, an argument between colonials and a British soldier. Crowd of men gathered, soldiers came out in the street. The crowd taunted them, threw ice at them, dared them to shoot, and they did, and 5 men were killed. The soldiers were put on trial. The lawyer chosen to represent them was John Adams, who managed to get all but 2 acquitted. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled My Sandwich. So many things you'd not have thought of until they were given. Even the simple, a cottage cheese sandwich, a heron's contractible neck. You eat, you look, then you look back, and it's over, this life, this flood, unbargained for as lasting love was, of lasting oddness. A poem by Jane Hirschfield, My Sandwich, from The Beauty, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.